This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Some who listen in the morning are some only in the car. Suddenly, your membership must sound like quite a deal when you look at what you get. In fact, you might even be thinking that you haven't been giving enough and it's time to increase your gift. But the important thing is to give. Call 713-526-KPFT or join online at kpft.org. This is KPFT Houston.
This is Dean Becker, producer of the 420 Drug War News, Cultural Baggage, and Century of Lies. You want to hear the real truth? Do you want to know what's really going on? You know you'll never get the whole truth from Fox or MSNBC. Cheerleaders for war, for profits, for charlatans, for ratings alone. If you value the worth, the spine, the truth of Pacifica Radio, please show your appreciation. Show your support for KPFT, the station that was twice bombed off the air and rose out of the ashes to become a beacon of light and a purveyor of truth.
You're listening to KPFT 90.1, Houston.
The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
In Galveston and the world, this is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio. You know the rest of the story. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be the other one.
And we're bringing a brief flash in from the last show.
Yes! How about that? Well, I want to send an acknowledgement out to a Miss Melanie Powell. Now, she was so inspired by my show that she made a major pledge of $300. And I want to thank her personally. And I'm glad she enjoyed the show. I hope she continues. Thanks again, Melanie. I appreciate the support.
Whoa, that is...
How about that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Gee.
Thank you.
You think we could get one or two listeners like that? To kick in $300?
I wish, you know.
Boy, that, yeah.
That's,
you
know, on my wish list. That would be nice.
That would be very nice.
You know,
nice.
We have the cocktails for KPFT offer. You know, give them a cocktail a month for KPFT.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they give us a cocktail.
Yeah. Okay. Instead of spending $5 on a cocktail, they give the $5 to us.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, let's inspire. Let's do tricks for KPFT. Give up a trick. That's what.
Give up a trick a month for a month for a year?
That may be too much to ask. That's too much sacrifice.
Yeah. Especially the ugly ones.
Let's transfer you over to Mr. Click here.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well,
as long as Stanley doesn't find out where his checkbook is half the time with you.
Yes. Well, hello and welcome to another edition of After Hours. And
it's still Pledge Drive.
It's still Pledge Drive, yes. It's going through until
tomorrow.
Sunday night.
Yes.
Sunday night, where whatever you think of tomorrow, you know, if you're just getting up, it is tomorrow. If you haven't gone to bed yet,
it's still Saturday
night. That's right. Some things going on in the community, because we do have an After Hours quickie tonight, because we've got folks from Louie, Let Us Entertain You weekend that's coming up here. Louie is a perennial festival in Houston that's always the weekend after Mardi Gras.
You're getting some funny looks. They're calling it a festival.
Well, you know.
Well, it's festive.
Yes.
Annual. And, you go on the back patio of the Ripcord, you know, you'll see something that looks like Ferris wheel.
It'll be very festive back there. Yes.
Right.
Be very festive, yes.
Several rides.
Several merry-go-rounds.
Oh, lots of rides.
The pony rides are very popular.
I didn't see what you were last year.
Oh, goodness.
I think I hung around too late.
Goodness.
All
goodness.
Right, let's get to the news. Let's get to our calendar stuff, and then we'll get to the news.
Okay. Please join HMIM.
Oh, God, another abbreviated group?
No.
Here we go.
No, that's a title.
HMIM?
HMIM.
Okay.
If you belong to ICOH, the Space City Empire, HMIM, you would know, stands for His Most Imperial Majesty.
It's an acronym.
I'll explain Arlene him what an Culliver.
It's like X-Men,
yes.
You know.
But. Arlene Culliver and CPR Craig Farrell as they host the first ICOH game night, actually game afternoon. Please join us at Decades on Sunday, February the 11th, beginning at 4 p.m. for an event that promises to be a ton of fun. We will be playing poker and dominoes, shooting pool, and throwing darts. I don't do any of those, but I'm still going to go and have fun. Fabulous prizes will be awarded throughout the afternoon, with the grand prize drawn at the conclusion of the event. Some of the prizes include tickets to the Houston Museum of Natural Science exhibits, wine basket, Papa's gift card, Payway gift card, dinner for two at Riva's, and tickets to Edwards Theater. The event is a fundraiser for ICOH, RAIN 5 beneficiary, Legacy Community Health Center Drug Assistance Program, and 15% of all proceeds go to the Lexi Bone Community Fund. Then, later on, at 7 p.m., Corona Productions presents Dream Girls production show. Join us for a fabulous show with costume, production numbers, good music, good people. This will be a show like no other show, so don't miss it. Your cast, the Sex Kittens, Lillian Devereaux, I don't know that I'd call Lillian Sex Kitten, but she's a nice lady. Vicky Holliday, Angelique Andrea, and Tess Tamir will be on time because the show will run nonstop. They are doing production numbers. They're doing all the music from the Dream Girls. I was talking to Tess about it last night.
I would be so glad when the Oscars are over.
Yes.
Dream Girls, I'm going to puke.
Come help us all raise money for Legacy. This will be the first of five shows which have been organized by Joe Corona, each show benefiting a different charity. All monies raised will go directly to each charity picked for that show. And then, later on, well, no, actually just a half hour later, at the BRB, it's Puppy Love, an evening at the BRB benefiting the Colt 45s and Southern Country. This is a Valentine's show of twisted and romantic entertainment, complete with a 50-50 drawing and much more. However, before that, Southern Country is having spaghetti dinner at the BRB. So you can take your honey to a show, to dinner, and see a show. There are three dinner sittings at 4, 5:30, and 6:45. Prices are as follows: 4 and 5:30, singles $8, couple $15. Oh, if you go 6:45, it's pricier. Single $10, couple $18, and deluxe $25. I don't know what you get for deluxe. Don't ask me.
Extra slurping, then.
Oh, well, slurping is always good. regular option at 4 and 5:30 includes...
Well, he tried to hold it together. I'm looking at him.
Big heady salad, bread, and dessert for one or two. Regular option at 6:45 includes dinner plus the show. Oh, here it is. Deluxe option, it does say, at 6:45 is for couples only. Extra slurping.
It's amazing what happens when you read the entire...
It includes the above plus a table on the dance floor for the show. There you go. And, God, that's enough for one night, isn't it? And then on the... What?
What?
On the 14th.
I'm just watching what's going on the other side of this window.
ICOH's regularly... Wednesday jukebox show. However, since it is Valentine's Day, Jeff Wallace and Rose Smith will be playing Cupid for their first show of 2007. So, I don't know. Rose Smith playing Cupid, that can be scary. Yes, indeedy. And
especially if she's making the drinks to help that.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, her love potion will, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Throw you for a loop, Will.
Anyway, and if you happen to be up at 10 o'clock in the morning, you might want to stop by Mary's and have breakfast. Yes. Breakfast at Mary's. That's scary, isn't it?
10 o'clock in the morning?
Well, if you want to drink
what
at 10...
What day of the week are we talking about?
Sunday morning.
Oh, hell no.
If you want to drink at 10 o'clock in the morning, you go to Mary's.
Naturally.
Breakfast and, you know, and take your chances with breakfast and get your drink. No, it's very good. It's a very good breakfast. I have been there before, believe it or not.
That's why they're...
I know. It's hard to believe. That
you
I
just
was,
stayed up the extra 5 hours.
Well, of course.
That's why they call it brunch.
Yes.
Because you're making that sound as you're drinking.
That's it. That's it. Okay, what have you got?
Freedom to Marry Week events are coming up here. Mm-hmm. On Sunday.
Sunday.
The from 7 to 10, the National Freedom to Marry Week Off kickoff party will be at the home of Tony Carroll and Bruce Smith.
Oh.
Catering will be provided for that event. On Monday, there will be a discussion series, The Psychology of the Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity,
mm-hmm.
by Dr. Jeffrey Vanas. He will be exploring the history in psychology of sexual orientation and gender identity, as well as whether therapy designed to change one's sexual orientation or gender identity, called reparative therapy, is a harmful practice.
Yes.
That will be over at the University of Houston Law Center, Crossed Hall, from 7 to 8:30 on Monday. Tuesday from 7 to 8:30, the discussion series is Religion and Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity. Clergy from various faiths will discuss religious support for GLBT people. That'll be at Grace Lutheran Church, 2515 Wall. On February 14th, Valentine's Day at noon, a demonstration for the right to marry at the Harris County Clerk's Office.
Wow.
Same-sex couples will ask for marriage licenses while supporters demonstrate outside the building. Supporters are invited to show up with signs. No training necessary for that. That'll be at the Harris County Civil Justice Center, 201 Caroline. On Thursday, the 15th, from 7 to 8:30, the discussion will be on biology of sexual orientation and gender identity. Dr. Cynthia Chappelle will present scientific evidence that shows that there is a biological explanation for sexual orientation and gender identity.
We knew that.
At the University of Houston Law Center, Hendricks Heritage Room. Friday will be a bachelor and bachelorette party at Club Blur, starting at 8 p.m. On Saturday, a rehearsal dinner from 7 to 10 p.m.
Rehearsal for what?
Because coming up, then on Sunday...
Sunday.
The rehearsal dinner is at Hollywood Restaurant.
Gotcha.
On Sunday, there's a pre-wedding brunch from 12:30 to 2 at Resurrection MCC.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 2 to 3:30, Texas's largest same-sex wedding celebration and demonstration for the right to marry. Over 20 clergy members from various faiths will preside over same-sex
marriages.
And following that, from 3:30 to 6, will be the wedding reception with cake, punch, dancing, and live entertainment. And all of the Sunday events occur at Resurrection MCC, 2025 West 11th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the GLBT Night at Hollywood for February is on Tuesday, February 13th. Hollywood Vietnamese and Chinese and French cuisine, 2409 Montrose Boulevard, the former Senorita's location, begins at 6:30. There will be door prizes and Valentine surprises for everyone.
Oh.
If you go back further, honey, you remember it as Cafe Noche.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They always appreciate a little RSVP, so contact Tim at tim@outsmartmagazine.com.
Yeah. So,
you still awake in there?
No.
You got to learn to stay awake. You've got a big stuff coming up.
I'm saving my energy.
Oh, hi guys.
And we're doing the sober.
Doing the silver?
Sober.
Oh.
Put your headphones on.
He's in the same room as you. You think he'd hear?
I think we're in trouble. Jimmy's in here with us.
Together that long.
Hey Jimmy, move over to the other side because Scott's on 4. Falcon was 3 because it hangs a little lower.
Well, 3 was...
Mine's limp.
3 was kind of droopy. It was worrying me.
Yeah, and he's Viagra. So do I. Shut up. I got to watch what I'm saying. I'm here with my partner, so...
Yeah, it's...
He's going to nail me this time. Normally, I do this...
No, please wait until you go home for that.
The hell you say? If I get we need the webcam up here, we'll start selling it at pay-per-view.
Oh, no, you can't sell that.
Well, it is pledge week.
That's right.
It'd be a different kind of
pledge. You just stop showing that.
We'll do anything.
You'd be amazed at what we can sell on pledge week.
Not that. Look, if I can't give it away, you can't sell it.
I've got that song if you want it. We've got the song right back here. If I can't sell it, honey, I'm not going to give it away.
That's right. Pussy Tourette.
Put it on. Next song. Do it.
We take requests?
Yes, we
do. Here's my request.
So, it's Louie night here at After Hours.
Yes, it is.
So, tell me about Louie. Which year is it?
This is Louie 34. Louie was started in 1973 as a... Well, it started by a club called the Texas Riders, who are no longer with us, but they leave us a wonderful legacy of Houston's official after Mardi Gras party.
Yeah.
It always takes place the weekend after Mardi Gras. It's grown over the years from a small gathering of people who wanted to just keep the party going on after...
Growing?
I don't know.
That would be the Texas Penny.
We're going right to the gutter, aren't we? Always good to be here with you, Jimmy. Anyway, it was started by a group of people who wanted to keep the Mardi Gras party going, and it's grown over the years to... pretty substantial event.
Yes.
It's now hosted by the Houston Council of Clubs, which is a coalition of 11 member clubs. They're a combination of social and service clubs, but they have a common bond of being in the Leather and Levi community.
Okay.
Anyway, we work all year long, put together a big four-day party, invite our friends from all over the country and indeed all over the world. Come in, have a good time with us. We spend 4 days of visiting within our various clubs, have home bars we hold the event in. A weekend of fun and a few cocktails, a little food, and
receptions.
Yes, we
the receptions.
We do have each of the clubs and a lot of other organizations in the community come in and host receptions for the guests that come in for the event. Like I say, we have folks that come in from all over the country. We have a lot of friends out there that come in and visit us. We do limit our crowd to 1,000. And we've been coming pretty close to that number every year.
Damn close.
And that's just the people who are registered.
That's the people who are registered.
The people are milling about.
So we always have a pretty good crowd there and a pretty good party.
And usually you get at least one or two folks from outside the country.
We actually have. We've gotten them from as far away as, I think the furthest we ever got was Australia.
Wow.
We had a fellow here from Australia a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. We get a couple from Europe that come in.
Yeah.
Israel.
So
last year, wasn't it Egypt?
I think we had a fellow from Egypt last year who was here. So, yeah, word gets around.
Word gets around.
Louie weekend. And this has all been basically a word of mouth.
Yeah.
Type event. You don't really publicize it that
much. But, you know, over the years, it's getting more and more recognition around the country every year. This year, we've got a sponsor that has come on, and we're kind of excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
A Bear's Life magazine.
Really?
Is an official sponsor this year. They're coming in with a crew, and we're going to be seeing them there, and hopefully we'll see a few Louie pictures in the magazine next year.
So now there are two things that people outside of Texas know about. Mary's and Louie.
And the most interesting thing is a lot of Louie happens at Mary's.
Yes, it does.
We actually, the dates this year are February 22nd to 25th.
Mm-hmm.
We start on Thursday night. It's over at EJ's. And...
it's kind of like a pre-registration.
Well, it used to be a pre-registration, but pre-registration got big enough, we just call it registration. And it's a good chance for especially the folks in town to come by and get your registration taken care of and get your packet and be done with that part of the weekend. And so on Friday night, we don't have to fight quite as big of a crowd over there at Mary's, but we'll have registration open from at 7 o'clock this year, which is a little earlier. We always have a crowd waiting for us at 8, so we thought, well, if we start at 7, we'll see if they show up at 6.
Sure.
Oh, no, we're not.
I won't even be there by 6, so if you show up, you're going to be there without me.
I'm the one that has to sit at that table for the whole registrations all 3 days. So
all three days?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the treasurer. So
Falcon is the treasurer of Peace and Council Clubs this year.
I believe it's one of the things that Brian was dancing about there when he lost my lecture. I don't have to do it.
Yeah, possibly. And I'm still chairman this year.
Mm-hmm. Chair dude.
Yeah, where did that ever come up? I have to tell you, I came up with that myself.
Did you?
I'm so sorry that I did, but...
No, it is one of the most refreshing titles I have ever heard.
It stuck.
I love it.
And anyway, we have a board of 6 officers. Mm-hmm. Lloyd is still our... Lloyd and Rose are still our vice chairman, chair people.
I mean, Lloyd Powell and Rose
Daddy
Smith.
Rose.
You can't
Daddy
find
Rose.
Much more people full of vice.
There you go. When they said, who do we want to be in charge of vice, and we couldn't decide between them.
Wow.
So they both got the job. Robert Kahn is our secretary. Again,
okay.
And Robert Tichy is still our webmaster.
Good.
So Falcon's our only new board member this year, so we're pretty much assigning him all the work.
That's basically it. Yes.
It's like, oh, the new guy.
He gets to do it.
Guy,
yeah. He doesn't know. He doesn't have to do this.
Anyway.
I was set up for Cheetos when they voted on me. Like nominations. Okay, Falcon. He's getting the Cheetos. Thank you.
So tell me what's going to be happening. You say you start out
Thursday night at EJ's.
And there's going to be a couple of receptions there.
7-Eleven. We've got some folks coming out to do the receptions there.
Because I know ICOH is doing one at 9
o'clock.
Yes.
Yes, ICOH is there on Thursday. We've also got the First Family of Montrose, which is, of course, our Daddy of Montrose, mm-hmm. Mother of Montrose, and Boy of Montrose. We'll be kicking it off at 8. PWI Holiday Charities will be coming out to do one, and the Houston Leather Boys.
Wow, 4 of them.
We'll be at EJ's. Also, EJ's always has burgers on the patio for us. So
that's right.
You know, if you don't have time to stop for dinner, those are actually a pretty good alternative.
It's damn good. Damn good. I have had burgers there
many
times. They
have great burgers, don't they?
They do. Always get the smothered onions with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, then on Friday, we start at big time, 7 o'clock at Mary's. Mm-hmm. And we'll be out on the patio in the back 40 there. We'll have receptions with Sundance Cattle Company. Lone Star Rubber Corps is going to be doing one.
Wow.
The Women in Power Society, Houston Area Bears, and the Gulf Coast Archive Museum. So
yes.
I bet we'll see you there.
You bet you will.
He's the one who serves the virgin drinks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. He does. His drinks go both ways, virgin and slut.
Imagine that.
You know, for a lot of years, we always had them in an early time slot, and we would just get Judy's Bloody Mary recipes.
Now
we've got them in the evening, so we're challenging her creativity.
Oh, you're going to be sorry, too.
Last
year was something with pink panties or something.
Yes, pink panty pull-downs and something else. I don't know.
I don't know where she comes up with them, but they're always interesting.
That's a good name for a group of leather guys.
This year, the drink is green.
Green.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what she's entitled it yet.
I don't even want to consider that.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's not give them any ideas.
Oh, listen, nothing could be more on nothing can top the vodka and chocolate milk.
That was good. That was a 445 drink. Come on.
I think he must have had a different one from the one that was at the Convergence reception.
Yeah, right. Was yeah. That,
no, he wasn't at the Convergence reception. They made
vodka
and chocolate milk.
Oh,
yeah.
It was yummy.
It was good.
The trick is you don't put too much vodka in.
Yeah,
you don't want to curdle the milk.
No, we actually took the vodka. Really? We took chocolate milk and put it in vodka, and we topped it off with whipped cream and sprinkles and stuff. And
although I must admit, I like the delivery of the drink. Last year was clever.
Okay.
It's coming out of a cow.
That must have been Sundance.
That was Sundance.
Was that Sundance?
Yeah, Sundance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if it's a cow, it's Sundance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had udders.
Welcome
they
to Recipes Hour on KPFT.
That's utterly disgusting.
Send in your donation now, and we'll send you 3x5 index cards of all of those popular drinks.
No, I thought he was going to talk about the Colt 45 Boilermakers went over so well.
Boilermakers?
They were horrible. It's like the alcohol got screwed up at the bar.
Water,
so we ended up with, I think, bourbon, and they mixed it with beer or something.
Oh.
That'll pucker up places.
That'll make you worship at the altar of the porcelain god.
Okay, so if you survive Friday...
The longer this goes, the more I'm glad I don't drink.
Friday, we'll be at Mary's until
the wee hours,
mm-hmm. at least midnight. Mm-hmm. And, it's been my experience with Louie over the year. If it's going to rain, it's going to rain on Friday night.
Thank you.
Have you ever noticed that, Jimmy?
Yeah.
It's always Friday night, and then Saturday's beautiful.
Yeah.
So
it did. It kind of sprinkled. It was
a couple years.
It was
we had the deluge a couple years ago. It was amazing.
Remember the blue tarps you put over the bar?
Anyway, the Saturday we head over to the 6-Eleven in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have brunch over there. Nomads and the Leather Tourists are going to be over there doing receptions.
Okay.
And also HPAP, Houston People Exchange of Power, are going to be there.
Oh, good. Good.
And from there, we head over to the Ripcord, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the... That's our lunch will be served over there. This is one part of Louis that's really gratifying to me. We have a number of member clubs, but we also have quite a few what we call our auxiliaries.
Mm-hmm.
These are organizations that come and help us out throughout the year. And one of the big things they do for us is on Saturday, they organize and put together a lunch for everybody, and it's always a wonderful spread. And if I might just mention who those organizations are that come and help us out, that is includes ERESIS,
mm-hmm.
ICOH, Southern Country, PWA Holiday Charities, of course our friends at GCAM,
mm-hmm.
and a new group that's working with us this year is HPAP, Houston People Exchanging
Good.
Power.
Good.
So we're really excited to see them involved in Louis.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll do a big lunch. We'll have some a few more receptions. We've got the clubs that base out of the Ripcord, which
mm-hmm.
includes Fire Dancers Houston, Brotherhood of Pain, Misfits Houston, the National Leather Association Houston, and the Houston Big Men's Club.
Clap, Chris, clap.
Yeah. Anyway, so that we'll be over there all afternoon. Take a little break around 4 if
mm-hmm.
in case anybody needs their disco nap or wants
liver
to...
Liver cleansing.
Oh, it's been something like that.
It's been our experience, too, that a lot of our guests go out and explore some of the other clubs and places that aren't on the official part of the run.
You just can't get into the door at Midtown.
We've got so many other places in town and clubs and such that are very supportive of Louis and a lot of people go out and visit them. But we do try to get everybody back together in the evening over at the BRB. We'll be doing a dinner over there. It'll be a catered mm-hmm. barbecue dinner.
From Damaris Barbecue, isn't it?
Believe so.
Yeah.
And we'll have, let's see, hosting over there is going to be the Colt 45s, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Country, Eresus, and this is something new this year. You remember the Tiffle Tea?
Oh, yes.
The Tiffle Tea. It's a lot, it's a fun little part of the weekend that we kind of toss in there. We ask all the presidents of all these organizations that are mm-hmm. helping with Louie, as well as some of the organizations that come in a big way to the event. We ask all the presidents of those organizations to come up with a hat and put it on whoever their spouse or partner is. They become the Texas First Lady.
Yes.
And over the years, we've done this for a number of years.
Oh, my God.
And as we've gone along, the hats have just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And bigger.
People come in with tar on top of their head.
We've always done it in the afternoon because, of course, it is a tea, but we've kind of run into a problem. With the ripcord, they don't have really very high ceilings, considering.
Oh, that's right.
And they have a few doorways and such that have really caused us some concerns with some of the more large and
ornate, yes.
Ornate.
Yes.
Illuminated. I don't know. There's so many descriptive words. Anyway, so we decided just for something different this year, we're going to move Tiffle Tea over to the BRB, where they have a dance floor and a little more room to move around in these wonderful creations.
Yes.
And we'll no longer have quite the limits that we had as far as getting them through the door. So we all actually have our Tiffle Tea over there at 9 with the parade of all the Tiffle hats.
Ah, that's
always
great.
A fun part of the event.
Yes, it will be.
But I think my favorite part of the event is always what we do on Sunday.
Ah, yes.
On Sunday,
big climax.
Oh, yes. This is the big finish for the weekend, except we don't really finish here.
No.
But the official ending event for Louie Weekend is the official show of shows over at Rich's.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we do is we just give every member club and all the auxiliaries the opportunity to put together a number, tie them all together, and call it a show. Everybody gets 10 minutes, do whatever you want. It is probably one of the most entertaining things you can go to in the city of Houston throughout the year.
I'm telling you, and I've there's so many words to describe it. Sick being one of the lesser of them. It's just an incredible experience.
It's just a lot of fun because
to see what men will do.
All the member clubs go off on their own. They get 10 minutes to do whatever they want to do. And every year it just seems to get better. I enjoy it more. I think last year's was my favorite one to date. And this year's going to be bigger and better. Mm-hmm. I think we've got 11 member clubs that are and organizations that are doing numbers for us this year.
And the incredible commercials in between.
Yeah, the Brotherhood of Pain actually have helped us out over the years by coming in and tying together the skits with little parodies of television commercials. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the
hysterical.
Funniest parts of the show.
Hysterical.
And it's something that they do. It's a labor of love for them because, my goodness, they spend more time doing the video part of it than most of the member clubs do on their parts of the show. But it's actually a lot of fun. They bring back a few that people like. There's one that keeps making the round in every year because we just can't do without it. But every year they come up with some new ones and you leave us rolling on the floor with
them. Tell you, it's a day that, I just am so glad I'm gay, because we have such imaginations that can come up with this stuff.
And sometimes you wish some people would curb their imaginations.
No, not on the show of shows. I just want...
Just wait.
Yeah. I am a little concerned for our closing number this year. I'm just saying that right now.
Oops.
Oops. But I'll say no more. Okay. You have to come to the show to find out.
I'll be there. I will be
we'll
there.
We'll scare everybody this. The Houston Big Men's Club is closing the show.
Oh, God, after what you did last year.
Yeah, last year, their first time in the door, they got to open the show.
Oh.
No, we were fourth.
Well, you were up front.
Yeah, we were the front end.
Yeah.
This year,
bringing up the rear. There's a lot of rear to bring up.
You blew them away. Yes.
I told them they had to top what they did last year, and I just don't know if that's going to be possible.
We shall see. We shall see. Chris, are you going to be in this number, Chris?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm in it again this year.
Good.
Yeah, my costume is in the process.
Then it will be pretty sick.
Be afraid, be very
afraid. Oh, yes. Well, you know, we have the same choreographer as we had last year.
Oh, good.
Kip.
Yeah.
So for those of you who know Kip / Scarab Bear / Babe, be afraid.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well. Like, the good part is we don't have to worry about the stairs surviving after our skit, you know. Yeah. Last year we were worried about that because, you know, we had people coming
Other
after
people
us.
Have to come. Yeah, yeah. Well.
We're closing down the house, so we'll bring something down.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'll let you take that up with the management of riches.
So if people want to, like, go online and find out more information about this,
www.LouieWeekend.com.
LUEY weekend.com.
And
.com. Okay.
And you can even register online.
Really?
Yeah. Registration fee for people in the Houston area, mm-hmm. which is, we define that as Houston and the surrounding counties,
mm-hmm.
Is a low $15.
$15. And you're getting
4 days of entertainment.
Yeah, all those receptions, meals, four meals, something like that.
Just the meals incredible. Are worth.
Yeah.
Just the brownies are worth it at lunch on Saturday.
Oh.
Well, that's the part we do.
I see.
The Big Man's Club.
Yeah.
Somehow got brought. I think it's actually a lifetime commitment. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
they brought brownies the first year when they were involved with this, and they were so good. And I request them every year.
I
so
see.
Yeah. They're going to have to vote me out to get rid of the brownies. They don't realize that.
I have
that.
A feeling there was a stipulation when we stepped out to be voted in as a full member.
That you had to still bring the brownies. Yeah.
Well, we said we were going to bring it this year. I got a feeling they put in a thing saying your membership is renewed every year. So
contingent, yes.
Yeah, there's a price for everything, yeah. Chris. I would like to say we did add... this year, two member clubs to HCC, one being the Houston Big Men's Club, mm-hmm. and we're delighted to have them on board. The other one is the Houston Leather Boys.
Yes.
Joined us this year, earlier in the year. So HCC just keeps getting bigger and stronger, and if you don't mind, I'd like to give a little shout-out to all
sure.
my member clubs, because they all work so hard on this event. Brotherhood of Pain, the Colt 45s, Fire Dancers Houston, the Houston Area Bears, the Misfits Houston, that's my club, so yay Misfits, National Leather Association Houston, the Nomads, Sundance Cattle Company, and the Women in Power Society.
Good.
So those are all the folks that work all year. That we'll start on Louis 35 3 weeks after this one's over, so we work on it all year long to do a really good party. We hope everybody comes out and has a good time.
I'm sure they will. I'll be there.
Well, I know you will.
Yeah. And I hope everybody listening will be there too. So thank you for being on After Hours. Take us away, Chris.
By request. we'll call this Falcons theme.
Okay.
I gotta push this one.
Yeah.
And coming up next, Diane Rose.
Came in the other day, saw this chair he wanted to buy.
but he wouldn't claim the price was too high. So I looked him straight in the eye, and this was my reply. Darling, if I can't sell it, then I'm gonna sit back down on it. Why should I give it away? Now, sugar, if you want it, then you're gonna have to buy it. And I mean just what I say. Now, how'd you like to find this waiting for you every night? Only been used once or twice, so it's still nice and tight. Wow! But darling, if I can't sell it, then I'm gonna keep sitting on it. I ain't about to give it away. Now, you can't find a better pair of legs in town. Mm-mm. And a fact like this, woo, honey, not for miles around. And that is why, if I couldn't sell it, then I'm gonna recline upon it. Now you tell me, why should I give it away? Because it's made for comfort.
Yeah, that's right.
Built for wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
Where else you gonna find such an easy share? But darling, if I can't sell it, this nice bottom, ain't it easy on the eye? Guaranteed to support any weight or size. But honey, if I can't sell it,
on what you see. Cause the greatest thing is spirituality. Share that love, share that love, share that hope.
Listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
That was The Love Generation, I believe.
Yep, it sure was. One of my favorite songs. I love that song.
Who's it by?
I can't remember who it by. It sure does put a bounce in my step.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that song, I just want to, oh, I don't know if I want to dance or walk or run. I don't know what I want to do.
Or if you want to
pick up your phone and call 713-526-5738 and show your support for this radio station.
That'd be fantastic.
That really would.
I know. It's because of you guys that were even on the air.
Yep.
By the way, this is Diane Rose tonight.
Hello,
and
Diane.
My big buddy Jimmy Carter's accompanying me tonight. And we've got an interesting topic. We're going to talk about your brain.
Oh, boy.
Yes, that's right. Your brain.
Yeah.
I recently attended a seminar at my church, Unity Church.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, one of the guys, have you ever seen the movie What the Bleep Do We Know?
No, I never even heard of it. Chris?
I have.
It's a cool movie. That, and there's another movie that's similar to that called The Secret. And if any of you out there have ever seen it, it's all about the brain and how our brain functions.
Mm-hmm.
And the control we have over our brain.
Merlin, you said you saw this?
Yes, I have.
Ah.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was a very odd, interesting movie.
Very odd.
About, you know, how the universe works and, you know, sort of the whole parallel universe thing and how we're all part of the same kind of flow.
Yep.
And we're all connected.
Through energy. You know. It's all about energy.
Yeah.
We've finally been able to measure energy.
It was like a whole, it was very paganish.
Paganish?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, yeah,
I would say it was metaphysical.
Hey, and most pagans beyond are physical. Metaphysical.
No wonder.
Well, so is heaven is metaphysical, too.
Okay.
Beyond the physical realm in which we now know is possible. For, as a matter of fact, these radio waves, you don't see them coming at you, but you know they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're beyond the physical.
That's
so
right.
With metaphysics, it's, we've been able to take a different look of how things actually work in the world. And it's all about energy. It's beyond something physical that you can see. As a matter of fact, if you...
Supernatural.
Well, it's all super, that's for sure. But it's real. You can measure it. We've got devices now that can measure energy.
Mm-hmm.
You ever put an oscilloscope next to your head, you can see the patterns, a wave pattern on the oscilloscope if you put the tips to your head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't interpret
you
that
You can photograph
yet.
Energy.
Yes, you can. Was it Curlian photography?
Yes.
I believe.
Yes. And that's used now at psychic fairs.
Yeah.
And other areas where they do the photographic aura.
Right.
That's the energy that you're putting out kind of lets you know sort of your health and well-being
at the present moment.
Yeah, that at that moment.
Present moment.
Yeah.
They also have even something called a specgram, SPECT. It stands for single photon electron computer tomography, and it takes a snapshot of the activity in your brain or the blood flow, not the shape of your brain like an MRI does, but more of the activity in your brain. And they've been able to diagnose many different things, depression and ADD, from that.
Yes.
Yep.
Depending
on what region of your brain is active or inactive, they can decide what to prescribe you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting how the brain works. We're learning more and more every day about the brain and the synaptics in the brain and how they fire. You've got these little memory cells all over your brain with little hardwired paths that go to those memory cells. And that's we get those through experience in life and learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are synoptically the sum total of what we have learned, experienced, or genetically inherited.
And being a person who has epilepsy, I am familiar with this type of thing because epilepsy really is a shorting out of some of these connections where they're not being made correctly anymore.
Yes it is, and they detect that with an EEG.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
As opposed to a SPECT electrocardiogram, sort of like the heart thing, but it's on your brain.
Yeah.
And they tape all these wires to your head and plug them into a machine, and it tells you where the patterns are in your brain.
Right.
I once had epilepsy, actually.
Really?
Yes, I fell off a horse when I was 14, hit my head very hard. And I have scar tissue in the limbic region 7, which caused me to have ADD.
Wow.
I know, it's interesting. I don't have epilepsy anymore. I still have an abnormal brainwave, but I do have ADD.
That's one of the odd things about epilepsy. If you have it as a child, you normally grow out of it. If you have it as an adult, you have it for life.
Really?
Yeah.
And I understand that that's typically hereditary. Is that true?
Some of it is. In my case, it probably wasn't. I had an accident when I was a child, but I guess the brain did not develop, or...
You have scar tissue on your brain.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the brain did not develop into that area until I was an adult.
Interesting. It probably because just like a scar on your arm, it mm-hmm. spreads out over mm-hmm. time, I guess. It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, they used to think epileptics were supernatural or beyond the world, and they thought they were witches. They'd burn us at the stake.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar. Those know what a fag is.
Well, 50 to 100 years ago, if you had an epileptic in your family, you hid them up in the attic because you didn't want people to know.
Wow.
Because people thought of epilepsy as a genetic problem or a dysfunction in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well. People at least they didn't think they were devils.
People wouldn't marry into a family that had
because they
epileptic.
Could inherit
yes.
that. And
yes.
And there is some truth to in the inherited factor
yes,
of that.
Yes, there is some.
But any kind of brain injury or hard knock on the head can cause many things besides epilepsy.
Sure.
A different personality, per
sure.
se. But there's ways to overcome all of that. We have a thing called free will. And our free will allows us to reprogram our brain. You know, we manifest what we think about. There's particular types of thoughts that we continuously think about over and over again
mm-hmm.
where we burn into a memory bank synoptically a pattern. Say, you know, you had a traumatic event that you can't really figure out why it happened to you, whether it's a physical accident or your partner left you unexpectedly, whatever it is. You keep thinking about that over and over again, trying to figure it out and process it
mm-hmm.
in your mind as to why it happened, because we all innately need to understand why things happen.
Oh, yes.
By doing that over and over again, we're building and making a stronger path to that memory bank. What ultimately happens with that, when you keep going back to that memory bank over and over again, is you're doing it on a subconscious level. So if anything external to you happens that reminds you of that, as a reflex, you go back to that memory bank. That causes you to feel feelings again and stir up all of those emotions that you had during that traumatic event that not necessarily correspond to the level or degree in which the present moment is.
Is that like certain songs in your life bring
yeah.
up certain emotions?
Or smells.
Yes.
Different things, because you associate that.
And they take you back to, to another time or different era.
Exactly. Because all of our learning is through association and experience. Things that we experience in life, whether it's, you know, quite often said that 0 to age 18, you have experiences, and then the rest of your life, you try to overcome those experiences that you learn 0 through 18.
Yeah.
Now, they're sort of associated with other things that happen to your life that bring you back to those. Just talking about that old memory again, reprocessing
mm-hmm.
that. And the younger you are, the more traumatic events you have, the longer it takes you process to figure out why it happened to you or to understand it, if you ever do. So that repetitive motion of going back to that memory bank has created a very strong path to that memory bank. So it's automatic reaction that when you're subjected to something like that, you're going to go back to that old memory bank.
Or there are some things that have happened in your childhood that are so traumatic that you wipe them out.
Exactly. Completely wipe them out. I
yeah.
don't even remember them until later
remember.
In life.
If at all.
If at all. And those that do happen to remember that later in life, they're, you know, half the ones are accused of making it up or whatever. But in reality, they've just reconnected that synoptically
mm-hmm.
to the memory bank that they had before that was shut down because of the, depending on how stressful the event was, when you can't figure it out, you can't do nothing else but shut it off. You can't figure it out. You got to turn it off or you're going to be crazy.
It's an interesting experience in my life. Not that I want to talk about my life, but this is something that goes along these lines. I have an innate fear of guns. I get nervous around guns. I have never held one. I could never hold one. I just, it's just this incredible fear. Now, I come from on my father's side, a very redneck family, where every single male in the entire male line hunts.
I saw them today at the gun show.
And I could not even imagine ever doing anything like that. Yet, when I was a teenager, I discovered some old pictures, and it was me going hunting with my dad.
With a gun?
When I was about four, I wasn't holding one, but I was going with my father.
Uh-huh.
I was about 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember the experience at all. It was a complete shock to me. I had no idea. And I remember a lot of things when I was 4 years old. But
what were you hunting? Do you remember?
I have no idea. When I saw the photos, I couldn't believe it because I just couldn't ever imagine me doing that. So evidently something happened that was so traumatic. I've wiped it out, and it is manifested in a fear of guns.
Yep, very logical. I mean, you probably, odds are, that you saw an animal suffering and dying.
Yeah.
And at 4 years old, hey, at 53 years old, that pains me. So I can only imagine at 4 years old what that must feel like. And that was directly related to a gun.
I think so.
Yep.
That's the only thing the only logical conclusion I can come to, and this kind of explains it.
Yes, it does. And that memory bank that you created, and the synoptically, the path that hardwired going to that, does not contain, you can't recall all of the memories around it,
mm-hmm.
but the gun is the key factor associated with it. So when you see a gun, automatically, it's like a reflex.
Yeah.
It's fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's fear.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so I'm no fun going to a gun show.
No, you know me. I love guns. I don't know why I do. I think I was a cowboy in my last life, but I hate to hunt. I would never kill anything. But something about guns fascinates me, especially the holsters and stuff.
Oh, it's that leather.
Mm-hmm. It must be. It must be. But, you know, to change those things.
You're such a lesbian.
I am. I'm big one. Big D. But, you know, we do have free will, and we can change that automatic reflex about guns
mm-hmm.
or whatever that incites fear or anxiety within you. But the only way to do that takes a lot of self-discipline. What you have to do is, rather than automatically going back to the synoptical path to that brain memory, you've got to create a new path. And you have to do that at a conscious level. So when you find yourself thinking about that, say, no, cancel, I'm not thinking about that. And think about something pleasant. Whatever is pleasant in your mind, whether it's the new car you bought, your new girlfriend, your new house, whatever it is, switch that to something positive in your life. And you have to do that repetitively, over and over and over and over again.
You're talking about is reparative therapy.
Absolutely. It's reprogramming your brain.
Now, where have we heard that term before as lesbians and gays?
Tell me. Unfortunately, the hypothalamus has yet to been reprogrammed.
That's right. That's right.
But because your memory banks.
We are learning more and more that it's not nurture, it's nature.
Yes.
And that means.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah. That we come by it naturally. This
yep.
is not something that has been an experience that we can change.
That's right. And, I mean, you can change your behavior, but you can't change your orientation.
Right.
Okay, because that's not a memory bank. Let's clarify that.
Yeah, it's not.
It's the hypothalamus.
Right.
It's not in the neocortex. The neocortex is where all the books are, all the storage is, what you think about every day. But the hypothalamus is more of it's an automatic thing. It's what makes you breathe. It's what makes your heart beat. It's the final lowest level of your being. It's your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for life.
That's for life.
That's for life. Now, the other stuff, it's all up in the air. And if that's where our free will comes in, the fact that you can change all that stuff. So, say you had a traumatic event, whether it's, you know, your lover left you all of a sudden for some other girl or or some other guy for that matter, or whatever it was, and totally unexpected. If you don't spend, I'm not saying don't spend any time thinking about it, because you need to process that.
Yes,
you definitely do. But when people say let it go, what they're talking about is not forgetting about it. It's reprogramming your brain into a new thought pattern where you're not thinking about it all the time.
That is so hard to do.
It's very hard to do. You have to do it on a conscious level. And at first you feel like you feel stupid, like you're lying to yourself. Okay, I'm not thinking about that anymore. Go away, cancel. I'm going to think about something fun. I'm going to think about my new motorcycle, or my new car, my new job, my new girlfriend, whatever. Think about something new and pleasant. Even if it's, you don't have anything new and pleasant, think about something old and pleasant, whatever. But replace that negative, bad thought that causes fear and anxiety into a thought that gives you peace or happiness or joy. The first 5,000 times you do that, and it will take 5,000 times. You will feel
like
you've
been down this road.
I've been there, done that. But you can change it. You can change it where it's not automatic anymore. So the next person that comes into your life, you're not taking all that baggage with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking something pleasant and joyful. And not only that, your whole energy shifts. And when your energy shifts, and back to the Curlian photography, and in that moment, you have positive glowing stuff about you, more people are attracted to you.
Yep.
You know, you bring more good things in your life. It's an electromagnetic field we're creating here. The more we focus on the negative, the more negative is coming in our life, because we're attracting that. So the goal is to think positive. Even if you think you're lying to yourself, think it anyhow. Eventually, it's like any lie. You tell it long enough, you start believing it.
Because you reprogram yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. But what we're trying to do this week is raise a little money to keep us on the air. And we certainly would appreciate any donations coming in tonight.
You bet. You bet. And, of course, we have wonderful, wonderful prizes for your donations.
What are the
depending
prizes?
On, oh, I don't know. No, we've got t-shirts and mugs and for...
They're not prizes. They are thank you gifts.
Thank you gifts,
thank
yes.
Thank you gifts.
But there's this wonderful one that, if I had the money, I would donate it just to get this gift. It's a wind-up radio.
Ooh, so you don't need batteries or anything?
Yeah, you wind it up for about 30 seconds. It's good for an hour or so.
Wow. The KPFT Cranker. It's a AM, FM weather band station. It's got a flashlight on it. It will recharge your cell phone.
You're kidding.
And 30 seconds of cranking gives you 30 minutes of music. So where else can 30 seconds of cranking give you 30 minutes of pleasure?
That's right. Well,
careful.
Usually it's a couple of hours, I think, but I don't know.
Well, when you're 16, it only takes 30 seconds.
Nice.
But you know, when the older you get,
I know how that is. So, what is the contribution level to receive one of these glorious crank radios?
Well, that would be $150.
Only $150.
I know.
Gosh.
But, you know, we're all volunteers, so we're poor.
That's all right. Our listeners are not volunteers.
That's right. So they've got to have more money than we do.
Surely. Even if you went in with a buddy, you know, your partner.
Yeah.
It's only $75 a piece.
Yeah. Now, there's a good idea.
That's what I'm thinking. Next hurricane that comes, you're ready. All you got to do is crank it.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
But
the number is 713-524. 7892. No, that's my home phone number. It's 713-526-5738. I saw your quizzical look, and I thought,
automatic memory bank.
See, exactly. I was already forgetting.
Automatic.
I was reprogramming myself
automatic.
Already. Yes.
You know, I mean, when I first started here, I always goofed it up and went 528.
Yes.
Because I was so used to giving the Q Patrol number, which started with 528.
And so I'm so used to giving out mine that, you know.
Well, you know, hundreds of bathroom walls can't be wrong.
Well.
They call you Mr. Sharpie, but not for the reasons you want to be called.
But like this show, they haven't been calling lately.
Jimmy can give out his phone number all he likes. He never answers his phone.
Hey. Ooh.
You know, he's got a point. I've always had to leave voicemails. But he does always call back. That's the good news.
The man had to be seriously ill to be at home long enough to answer his phone.
He was evolving his brain.
There you go.
Definitely.
713-526-5738. And also, if you don't want to give us your information there, you can go online to kpft.org. Institize your membership online. Mm-hmm. Safe and secure. And we get credit for it. Just pull down and click.
So to speak.
Well, that's what I'm doing in here. But hey.
You can also send any questions you might have to afterhours@kpft.org.
That's right.
That's so, right. You got questions about your brain? Hopefully we have an answer. You know, there's trillions of those synaptic connections that we all have, and our ability to turn those on and off determines the success and happiness and joy in our life.
Wow.
It's all about repetition. That's all it is repetition. It's not... I hate to say it's not a miracle. The only miracle is being aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just repetition. If you do anything over and over again, you're going to remember it. Like your telephone number.
Yeah.
You remember it automatically.
See?
It wasn't even a thought. It was automatic.
Well, I've had it since 1970. I already know it.
And you said it a lot. Over
yes, I
and
have.
Over and
I've written
over
it a lot.
And over
yes.
again. So, if you have a bad thought, rather than processing it over and over again, replace that with a good thought that you automatically go to rather than a bad thought. And what's that going to make you? A happy person.
Yeah.
A happy person.
Wow. So.
So, I spend my whole life trying to be happy. As for getting 0 to 18. And a couple of five-year periods in between.
Yeah,
here
no
in
kidding.
53.
Yeah, ooh.
But, you know, it's all about we are a product of our experiences.
We are indeed.
You know, good or bad. And those that we don't want to be a product of, we just reprogram them. That's all.
Sounds you make it easy. Sound so simple.
I know I do.
But I have to say it 5,000 times.
Exactly. And if you say it 5,000 times, you've reprogrammed it.
Okay.
You know, it takes discipline, self-discipline, and
focus. I've never had any of that.
Well, and because you just said you never had any of it, you continually to think that you don't, or believe that you don't have any of it. Cancel that thought right there and say, I've always had self-discipline. Even though you feel like you're lying to yourself, say, I've always had self-discipline.
I've always had self-discipline.
And each time that you're thinking automatically, oh, I never had self-discipline, or I'm not creative, or I'm not this, I'm not that, say, cancel, I am this, and what do you want to be?
Self-affirmations.
Absolutely. And what that does is program a new memory bank and a new hardware path to that. So your first reaction or reflex would be to go to that. And once you go to that, you are therefore what you believe.
So there's science to all of this.
Oh, yeah.
What the psychologists have been telling us for years.
Yep.
You know, the self-affirmations and all of that.
It's all science. That's what I love about this movie, What the Belief. It gives you a graphical representation of your neurons firing in your brain and releasing the old thoughts and developing new synapses. It's cool. You can rent it, by the way, at Blockbuster or anybody. And The Secret or the What the Belief, you can buy it. Yeah, I know you can buy it in my church at Unity Bookstore, but they've got them both for rent at the Blockbuster. But it's one of those movies that you want to see. When it came onto the theater, it was on at River Oaks Theater a couple of years ago. I saw it four times.
Wow.
And it's one of those things that you want to see over and over again because, number one, you miss some of the things in between because it's kind of deep. But number two, you're reprogramming as you're watching it and repeating it over and over again. So I ended up buying it. You know, it was only like $20 at my church.
Yeah.
And I watch it regularly.
Oh.
Because it keeps reprogramming. It keeps me in that spirit or in that
reprogramming mode.
Yeah. In the mode to remember to do what I said to do, which is repetitively change your thought into something more positive so you don't keep going back to that.
Gotcha.
You are what you think. If you think about negative stuff, then you become, your personality is negative.
I understand
and
that part.
And you're sad. You know, we've all been through that. We've all been through traumatic events in our life that keep us down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep us thinking that we're unworthy or unlovable. And all the bad things that we are.
As gay and lesbian.
What he's trying to say, as gay and lesbian.
As gay and lesbian
people.
We hear
a lot of that.
Yes, we have grown up with that.
We've been told all our lives we're a peach, so you know what?
Yes, yes. And that is one of the biggest problems I see in our community.
Yep.
Is this lack of self-confidence, low self-esteem, and filled with shame.
Yep. Shame, shame, shame. Over and over again,
yep.
Because of the negative energy and thought that we've taken from society. Or
because we were taught this in our formative years.
Absolutely.
And
we were.
So it's damn near hardwired.
And even if we weren't taught it externally because it was quietened or in the closet, it was automatically assumed as shame.
Yep. Yep.
And even though it wasn't spoken externally, in our minds we spoke it over and mm-hmm. over and over mm-hmm. and over and over again. So as a result of that, we grew up to not think a lot about ourselves, you know, as far as our worthiness and our contribution to society and our even to our partner or to our job or to it bleeds over into everything in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to change that stuff. Otherwise, you end up as the 1 in 3 gay people on drugs or alcohol because you're trying to numb those thoughts.
Yep.
There's another way. Don't numb them. Reprogram them. You can do that. We all have the strength and will within ourselves to be able to just simple as, nope, cancel, I'm thinking this instead. Nope, cancel, I'm thinking this instead. Try that for a week. Just try for a day. See the bounce in your step. Get higher. You know, if it doesn't work for you, you call me and tell me, because I don't believe it. It will work for you. It will work for everybody. It's all about how you're thinking internally and all of those self-thoughts. Make them positive. Only you can do that. Nobody else can read your thought. I mean, think how you're talking to yourself. Would you talk to your best friend like that? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to yourself like you would somebody that you respect, somebody that
yes.
you love.
Yes.
Because if you don't love yourself, guess what? Nobody else is.
Gotta love yourself first.
And if you don't love yourself, you're going to be an unlovable person because you're going to behave as you think internally that you are. You're going to manifest that.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than do that, it's just a matter of repositioning your thoughts. It's a forced thing initially. It is a forced thing. I'm not saying it's easy. You have to force it and say, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to be an introvert.
You?
I was an introvert. I didn't have any friends. I didn't talk to anybody in school all the way up to 11th grade. And then I don't know what happened to me. It was more of an anger thing than anything else. And I would say some very sarcastic things. People interpret that as being funny. I ended up getting wittiest in high school because they thought I was being funny. But I was being serious. I saw how that, just by talking that way or being just belligerent, people interpreted that as being funny, and it shifted the whole energy within me where I wasn't shy anymore. It's kind of weird.
Mm.
Very strange. But, you know, I carried that with me, and I've used that
mm-hmm.
because it works for me to be extroverted. Even if I have no idea, like, what I'm talking about. Like, tonight, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I do read a lot.
You do.
And
I
do
have the book here.
And
yes.
I have the book here. And I do internalize a lot of this stuff, so it's not completely foreign to me. But it used to be, I mean, before I got into any of this metaphysical stuff, shoot, it all looked like magic. I didn't say, what is this? But, you know, it's just science. That's all it is. It's science. That's all it is. Plain,
I believe you.
It's simple. It's energy. And there is more energy than there is matter out there, everybody. I mean, all these vibrating atoms and molecules and stuff, if you took them all and put them in one place and took out all the space in between them, that space, by the way, is energy. Mm-hmm. If you took out all that space and took all of the atoms and the whole entire world, the cars, the people, the houses, the dirt, everything, you'd only have a mass about the size of a softball. Of course, it'd be so dense you could never pick it up or anything.
Right.
But that's all there is. The rest is energy. So there's more energy out there to manipulate than there is matter. We should focus on that.
Well, that's a good point.
And we all know, even though we can't see it, we know the energy's there. These radio waves come into your ears. You know it's
there. That's right. You can't see them.
You can't see those, but you know it's there.
That's right.
And with all the science and technology today, and all the things that they're trying to do and have done, it's just living proof that that energy can shape everything. It can shape into a jet plane.
Mm-hmm.
Into a, you know, a pyramid. Maybe that's how they did it. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we can manifest stuff with the energy. The Eastern culture is always focused on the energy. It's the Western culture that's pretty much concentrated on the matter.
On the physical, on the seeable science.
Yeah.
You know, it's when it comes to energy and things that you can't see, somehow we don't believe.
Nope.
There's a science to it.
Because seeing is believing.
That's right.
I'm from Missouri. Show me.
Yeah.
But now that our intellectual level has increased a little bit, we've evolved enough to know that just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the action is, kids. It's all in the stuff you can't see.
And if you think you're confused about this now and you're not quite sure about it, 100 years ago... your ancestors felt the same way about electricity.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I don't see it. I don't trust it.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work. No.
Nope. That doesn't work. But, you know, this energy thing even goes a step further in that because we know that it creates the physical, the chemistry in your body. Those negative thoughts release chemicals in your body that cause diseases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's now speculated that 90% of all diseases are the direct result of how we think. Because how we think have released chemicals to protect us in a survival mode. And when we're not trying to survive, and the adrenaline and chemicals are going, they've got to go somewhere, and they morph into some disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can kind of see that because, you know, I've had HIV now for, in fact, last month was the 20th anniversary of my, diagnosis. So, and I had it many years before that. So, one of the first things that was ever said to me is that you have to get stress out of your life. You have to have a positive outlook if you want to survive this disease.
Yep.
And as I look back at the friends that I had 20 years ago, I am the last of them. And the ones who really had a fear of this or did not have a positive outlook, they went first.
Yeah, they knew they were going to die.
Yep, yep.
They knew that.
Mm-hmm. And they did.
Yep, because they manifested it.
I'm not saying that my positive outlook is going to cure me.
Nope, but it's kept you alive this long.
It has kept me alive,
that.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's quite a testament.
It is. And after seeing this in practice, I can believe it for any other disease. If you have a positive outlook, that's half the battle.
Yep. And that's now that even, you know, doctors are taking a different look on it. They're not going to say you have cancer. The last thing they want to do is say, well, we'll probably give you about 3 months to live.
No, right.
They don't do that anymore because they know that the mind is a powerful thing.
And if you say that, it will happen.
Absolutely. If you believe what they say.
Especially a doctor telling you that.
Because he has credibility.
That's right.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, there was an interesting experiment done with this guy that was schizophrenic. He was a full-fledged diabetic, insulin dependent, had been for many years. And he had multiple personalities. Well, they put him in a laboratory. They tested his blood and everything. Sure enough, you know, full-blown diabetic. And he went into one of his other states or other personalities. And they tested his blood when he was in the other state. And he showed no signs of diabetes.
That's right.
So that quickly, your mind can change the physical makeup and structure of your body. That quickly.
And I know this to be true because I have a friend who was a multiple, and something similar like that has happened.
Really?
With this person, yes.
Yep. I mean, the power in our mind that we can't imagine the power in our mind.
Yes, it really strikes it.
Almost to a scary point.
You know, because when you're first told about something like that, oh, that can't be. That's
exactly.
Not, but it can be.
It certainly can.
And I have seen it.
Yep. There's been many, many instances of miracle cures, they would say, and the doctors have discounted that into misdiagnosis. You know, oh, we must have seen it wrong. Well, no, you didn't see it wrong. It was a miracle in the fact that the person physically altered his energy and made it go away. That person did that. The doctor didn't do that. That person did. And you do it by your thoughts. Your thoughts are everything. Everything.
Yeah.
You are what you think, not what you drive.
Ooh, that is so true.
You know what? And I'm thinking people are going to be helping support this radio station. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I'm waiting for that phone to ring.
I am too.
I haven't seen anybody run in here and say, wow, we got a pledge from so-and-so.
Well, I know that's just going to be
And this show is over half over.
Well, in a couple of minutes, I feel it coming on. People are out there, should I call? Should I call? Well, yeah, you should.
You should, right now.
You know, if it's $5, if it's $10, call.
713-526-5738.
There he goes with his phone number again.
713-JAM-KPFT. I'm going to stick to the JAM-KPFT.
I like that jam.
Yeah.
That's when he goes into 526, it's automatic on his other four digits, right? So, again, that's 713-526-5738. We'd appreciate your call. $5, $2.
We need it.
That's right. Or get your pals together, $150, one of those crank radios.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you see, more and more, the value of what the show brings in determines the value of the show.
Yep.
In the old days, we said, well, you know, even though you don't pledge, you know, that doesn't make any difference. But it's making more of a difference, and it's something that kind of was driven home to us when we lost the hour at the top of our show. We used to be on from midnight to 4. Now we're on from 1 to 4. Our pledges haven't been as well received as we've had in the past. Money is drying up around here, and we need to have those phones ring to let management know that this show is viable. Or you know, someday you're going to tune in for After Hours, and it's going to be, yep.
That's all you'll hear.
Or you'll hear a music show that isn't us.
Oh. So come on, guys. A couple of dollars, it wouldn't kill you. I mean, you're paying $5 for a beer, come on.
Yeah, give up a beer a month.
A beer a month, that's it. I mean, that's $60 a year.
Yeah, that's nothing.
10 people did that. That's $600 a year.
Yes.
Nothing. It's nothing.
526-5738.
And if you keep listening to this show, we could make you happy.
See? We could. We could.
We've got chronic. Everybody has chronic stress, okay? Every day we have stressors in our life. You know, our job or our house or, you know, the air conditioner went out, something. There's stress over and over and over again. You're not going to be able to avoid that. It's always going to be in your life. It's a matter. It's a fact of life. You will have stress. What isn't predetermined is how you deal and think about that stress.
Mm-hmm.
let it roll off your back. And that's why people that have been down to the bottom, the dumps, know that anything else is trivial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those that have had very critical illnesses and then overcome them, everything else in life is a walk in the park, because you've been down the path. You know how desperate and unhopeful things can be.
Yes.
Once you reach the bottom, and I'm not saying don't have to put yourself to the bottom. I'm telling you now, change your thoughts and you don't have to go to the bottom. Unfortunately, most of us have to get to the bottom before we change our thoughts.
Unfortunately, that tends to be the case.
Yes, it does.
It's a part of experience that you almost have to... It's a part of life that you have to experience. You can't be taught, almost.
Yep.
Even though we try.
Yep.
We really try. I've been down that road, and I've been there. So that's why I try to tell people, don't go down that road. You don't need to go down that road. It's a dead end. But
it's a dead end.
Yeah.
Just change how you think. Lie to yourself. Lie to yourself. Your internal thoughts are nothing but yours anyhow. Might as well be lies. Nobody knows if you're telling the truth or not. Lie to yourself. Eventually you'll start believing it, and therefore you are. You are what you think.
Well, there's limitations to that. I've seen many a guy wearing a toupee, and he thought he looked good.
If he thought he looked good, even though he didn't, it didn't matter to him. If he thought he looked good, he felt good.
He still went home alone.
So it didn't. So if he felt good about it, who cares?
Okay, you've got a
you
good
know?
Point there.
It's all about how you felt about it. You know, speaking of going home alone, which I do all the time, by the way, this anticipation that we have sometimes, we try to think in the future, not in the moment, of course.
Sure.
It's a natural thing to do that. So we build up in our anticipation that we're going to, you know, go out tonight, I'm going to get 5 phone numbers, or I'm going to meet somebody, and I'm going to go home and be blissful.
Yes.
And when that doesn't happen, because we have set those expectations... Then what happens?
Oh, we're so depressed.
And then
I'm a failure.
And then that negative thought starts coming in again,
yep.
Over and over again. Oh my God, I'm ugly. It's my outfit tonight. My hair looks bad. Whatever it is, all that negative stuff, you start internalizing that, and the more you do that, the worse you feel, and you go to bed sad or crying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of thinking that way, say, hey, I'm not saying not to set expectations, because you should do that, because it sets the energy in motion. You should set expectations. But if your expectations aren't met, it's only a temporary setback. It's not you. It's not the end of the world. It's no reflection on how you look, how you are, how you sound. It's nothing about that. It's only a temporary setback. That's all it is. There's always tomorrow night. There's always other people. There's always other jobs. There's always other cars or whatever is important in your life. It's just temporary.
Oh, we all go out Saturday night and we all have that expectation, and rejection just sucks, you know?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
If it sucks, then you're not getting rejected.
We have not been rejected.
I was thinking my energy was sent in any minute now. Something's going to happen here with the money thing.
We need to thank Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Now they're telling us to keep up the good work. He put in a pledge.
Thank you, Jim.
It's not his first time donating, so we're still looking for the virgins.
Oh, well, Jim's not a virgin.
That's okay. He's experienced. That's a good thing.
I much prefer
And Jim,
that.
You made my thoughts be real.
Yes, you did.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
So Jim called in at 713-526-5738.
Is he from Houston?
He's Houston area. Let's see, since it's a 77-77.
Oh, okay.
Out in the boonies a bit.
No, not really.
He's in peace wherever he is.
Yes. But, you know, we'd love to find out if there's people out in the Montrose that listen to us.
Yeah.
Be a nice touch.
But I think we're all over the world.
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
that's listened to us anywhere.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Absolutely.
We do. But there have been nights that we've gotten more calls from people outside of Houston than inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. That means our broadcaster, our receivers or transmitters are pretty strong. They can reach that far, which is a good thing.
Well, it's the internet, but just wait, we are getting stronger.
That's right.
Oh, we are.
You know, and right now...
100,000 watts. We're going to 100,000 watts
And right
soon.
Now, the internet is hardwired, they say. Well, although we have wireless. The wireless is the next step to metaphysically receiving that without a computer, because our mind is a computer.
Get her. Segue.
It is. It's a powerful thing.
That is.
You know,
is.
We haven't evolved there yet, but I think we will be evolved there eventually. And eventually... when we do get there, we'll be able to hear everybody's thoughts. But because we're not loving, kind people right now, it's not safe to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not loving, kind people right now because of our internal thoughts of negativity about ourselves and others.
Yes.
When you start thinking positive about yourself, guess what? You think positive about others, too. And when you do that, you're sending the energy of positive to them. So even though the other people... internally or being negative, if you're sending them love and positive thoughts, it helps them overcome the difficulties in their life.
Sounds makes sense to me.
It is. It's purely scientific sense. It's all it is. It's not magic. It's not magic.
It's actually kind of the basis of being a Democrat. Because we always believe... I do anyway, and sometimes naively, believe in the good of others.
And you should. You know, I recently heard Marianne Williamson speak at Unity, my church.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Marianne Williamson?
No.
Oh, she's one of the first proponents in California when AIDS was first broadcasted, 1982, 83.
Yeah.
And she spoke. She's a motivational type speaker. But does it in a spiritual sense. And she's from Bel Air, Texas. She's written many books, Return to Love. She's been on the number one bestseller, Marianne Williamson. If you pick up any of her books. And her first book was on, what's the name of that book? Oh, it'll come back to me in a minute. At any rate, my point is, what I was going to tell you about Marianne, is when she, last lecture I went to, it was about a month and a half ago, she was talking about terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were going to do to change that, because... and I'll quote her, you can't bomb away hate.
No.
You can't.
No.
I don't care how many bombs you drop on it, you can't bomb away hate. So the military aggression is not going to fix the hate. So the question was asked, how do we fix the hate?
Yeah.
And the only way we fix the hate is to send positive thoughts, love, and energy to the thing that we think is trying to harm us.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. So, you know, it's hard to, you know, think good things about someone that's trying to kill somebody you love. It's very hard to do that. But that's what we got to do.
Yes, and I believe that.
I've always believed that. Doing it's another thing. I understand that. Just like changing your mind is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, that's the only answer, because we're not going to bomb it away.
Nope.
Yeah, it's been there forever.
Nope. We're not going to rehabilitate people by putting them in a prison.
No, we're not.
You know,
think about all the generations that hate in that sector of our world has been there.
Yeah.
So think about the repetitive thoughts all of those people have, because our experience, again, are learned and also genetically... from their parents and the negative thoughts and their environment in school and the negative thoughts about the U.S., they truly believe in their heart of hearts that we are the devil.
Yep.
Okay? Or the evil, or the downfall of their civilization, whatever the worst catastrophic thing that they can think of, we are. How are we going to change that? A bomb's not going to change it. A new leadership's not going to change it. Voting or
well, that would help.
It would help because the leadership steers you hopefully in the direction you're going to be. But we can all help them get there a lot faster if we, and for all you unreligious people, I apologize, but pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Praying is sending energy. It's not praising someone necessarily. It's sending energy. That's what praying was supposed to be, not not what these religious fundamentalists think it is. It's not that. We have to send them good energy. And intellectually or on a conscious level, they're not going to pick that up. But on a physical level, and that energy we talked about before with outside the matter, is what they're going to feel. It's not going to happen overnight, no. And it's not going to happen as quick as if the more people that do it, the bigger the energy surge, the increase in the amplitude of the power that we're sending those. So one or two people, yeah, that helps. But when you have a national day where everybody focuses for 10 minutes on nothing but good stuff, imagine what that would manifest.
That would be a good start.
It would be.
And maybe it would get people into the habit of doing it.
And that's the key, the habit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the habits that we've formed up to now of negative thinking, that's easy. I mean, it's automatic. It's a habit.
Yep.
You know, they say that if you do something 17 times, it becomes a habit. Well, imagine all the thoughts that we've had hundreds and hundreds of times.
Yes.
What a habit that is.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a habit anymore. It's on our subconscious level. And it's taken over just like our breathing and our heart rate is. We got to change that. And we can change that by thinking differently, no matter what your good thoughts are. You determine what your good thoughts are. Everybody's different. Everybody has things that make them happy in life. Just switch it over to that. Just a thought. Remember how this smelt? Remember how that cookie tasted?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how that new car smelt?
Yeah.
Remember when you first got approved for your house?
She keeps going back
like
to this new car thing.
I like
the
cars. I think I manifested a new car here. I don't know. But anyhow, I'm hoping I'm going to manifest some more contributions to this radio station.
Yes, I certainly hope so.
That's right.
Because we just have a little over an hour in order to do it.
It's in an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So get in now, kids.
Well, for this show.
Oh, I thought you bet me for the week.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No.
All right. Well, if you miss it now and you're sleeping.
But this is your last opportunity.
For the show.
Because the pledge drive ends Sunday. Sunday.
Okay. Well, it is Sunday.
Well, the end of the day.
Okay. In less than 23 hours.
Yes.
The fundraiser will be ending. So if you're awake, hey, give us a call, 713-526-KPFT or 713-526-5783.
5738.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic, too.
Okay. We just have to do the jam KPFT.
Somebody else has to say the number.
We have to do the jam KPFT.
Or if you're like these two and can't figure out your numbers on your phone, go to www.kpft.org where you can drop and click and give your donation to us.
Or if you have a question about the show or would like to talk more about the brain, you can call or send an email to afterhours@kpft.org.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this has been a fast hour.
Yeah, it has been a fast hour.
Very fast hour.
I want to thank you for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I enjoy coming here. I really do. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to volunteer.
Well, I loved that we were able to talk about something different and relay it to the gay and lesbian community.
Absolutely. It's so pertinent to our community. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And it's something I was interested in, obviously.
Yes.
But probably because I am a gay person. And this is like ringing so true for me. I encourage everybody, anybody that goes to Blockbuster, please rent What the Bleep Do We Know?
Mm-hmm.
And also The Secret, which is similar to the metaphysical thing. And a lot of people in the What the Bleep are in The Secret. It's more of a documentary, but it has a story to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely something you want to rent. Just rent it, watch it with your loved ones. I've given a copy to my parents, my sister, everybody.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Okay.
But thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. We got some outgoing music?
Yes. I was going to put on the Driving Blind that you wanted.
Oh, yeah. I love that group.
And we'll be back up with our bye show.
See y'all next month.
Shining star needs batteries. I'm not. never sewn on smile needs mending. Waving secrets goodbye.
Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. It's time now for you to call in your pledge of support. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT or go to kpft.org. And show management that we've got people out there listening, just like Jim did earlier, and became a member.
Uh-huh.
And now we hand it over to Robin and Gigi.
Hello.
Robin tries to figure out her headphones.
Oh, yes. She's this technical stuff. Tonight, I wanted to kind of get into some alternative sexuality and talk a little bit about orgasms and the different types of orgasms that a person can have. Because, you know, in our culture, we kind of get stuck in this kind of rut sometimes when it comes to sex. And it's like a lot of times we don't really explore some of the possibilities that are there. I know that I've experienced at least 7 distinctly different types of orgasms. For a lot of men and a lot of women, they kind of stick to one type of orgasm, the one they're most familiar with. And it takes a little physiology and biology to kind of understand the dynamics on a physical level of how an orgasm occurs. But it's also kind of hard to tell what is an orgasm. A lot of times we just take it for granted that we know it feels good. And are there different types of orgasms? And Robin's in here.
Hello.
Have you experienced, how many different types of orgasms have you experienced?
I experienced like a body orgasms.
Yeah.
And the orgasms inside and out, external orgasms.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by external?
Like there's a G-spot inside of your vagina.
Yeah.
And you can get an orgasm from that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the one that's on the outside of the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had it where I wasn't even touching my vagina, and I made myself have an orgasm all over.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And for a lot of guys, they equate ejaculation with orgasm. And actually, they're two separate things. They just come together for most guys. But with a little training and learning new techniques, you can learn how to have non-ejaculatory orgasms, as well as ejaculatory ones, that go full body or sometimes even multiple. One of the things about orgasm is that depending on how you stimulate yourself will carry it through one set of nerves up to the brain versus another set. And, you know, you mentioned the G-spot. And actually, women have what's called the G-spot, and Dr. Carol Queen in California, she's a sexologist, and she's identified that actually the G-spot is the area of the female prostate gland.
Uh-huh.
And once you wake it up sexually, it can produce a whole different type of orgasm than a clitoral orgasm.
And it's unusual, too, is sometimes during the penetration,
mm-hmm.
you can, like, play with the anal.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll, like, make you have an orgasm without actually having your vagina go through the orgasm.
Mm-hmm. And there, for some women, it's difficult for some to get into it because it takes kind of a little bit harder sex, so to speak, where you start penetrating deep enough and hard enough to stimulate the cervix and
whole
internal cervical structure.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain it. It's like it hurts, but it doesn't hurt. It's when you ask the, I find out about this by dating guys with very large penises. This is 9.5.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that they don't have to go real hard, but they do. And mm-hmm. That's why I learned about that from that actually feels good when banging you.
Well, one of the things about the, well, let me backtrack a minute. Males and females are more alike than we are different. Everything a female has, a male has, and vice versa.
Is it that when...
And when we start, when we're first conceived in the womb,
yes,
we have the identical building blocks for gender. And it's through a process called differentiation that certain things come into play or don't come into play that bring us to either become male or female.
It's a hurt that everybody is female at the first or second trimester.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's female, and then it's when the chromosomes or something happens to estimate
chromosomes and hormones,
and that's when the testosterone gets leveled higher when you're supposed to be a boy.
Yeah.
So that's what starts the penis to, actually the clitoris turns into a penis, and the prostate gland, it's the G-spot, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But in a female, it stays the way it is.
Internal.
Yeah.
Well, I bring this up because any type of orgasm a female can have, a male can have, and vice versa. Females can have ejaculatory orgasms. Males can have non-ejaculatory full body or multiple orgasms. And it's partly learning breathing techniques, tantra, learning about your body and how we're built and put together sexually.
Yes.
And one of the things that really helps is learning how to work your PC muscles.
Oh, yeah.
And develop those fully.
Yes.
But back to the physiology of orgasm, if you have kind of a clitoral or penile stimulation type orgasm, then it goes up a whole different set of nerves.
Yeah.
Than if you have a G-spot or a prostate-stimulated orgasm.
I learned how to at least get both of them to go off at the same time.
Oh, yeah, you can do
and
that,
you
too.
Wake up and you would actually wake up the neighbors because you're screaming so loud.
Well, the other thing about it is that when you have just a clitoral orgasm or just a penile orgasm, and I'm using these terms kind of like they're hard, fast rules, but they aren't. Basically, it goes up a certain set of nerve endings to the brain, and you don't feel a whole lot of emotion from it.
Oh, yeah, it's more mechanical.
Well, it's not just mechanical. It feels awfully good, and it's
it feels like
fireworks going off.
Yeah.
Whereas the other type of orgasm, the one that's more related to the prostate gland in both males and females, goes up to more the emotional side of the brain.
Exactly, yeah, I get that.
And that's why sometimes... Well, I know. I've had orgasms where I get real giggly or sometimes giggly and crying at the same time.
Yeah.
And all these emotions kind of come up, and it's just like a whole different type of orgasm than if you have just the non-emotional type. So it can be very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Learning some of these techniques. Then, there's also some other ways to have, you know, I look at the whole body as sexual, not just the genitals. And you can have orgasms that originate outside of the genitalia and can really kind of be a little different, but very intense and awesome. When you start studying a little bit about tantric and Taoist techniques, and start learning how to work your body in certain ways, all of a sudden you can get these orgasms that just start in your center and just work their way all the way up through your whole system.
Oh, yeah.
And it's that full body. Every cell in your body starts going off.
What I like to do is have somebody lay on top of me, or I'll lay on top of them. We just lay there.
Yeah.
And you just have one at the other, just feeling the body, all of this laying on you, just feeling all this body on you. and you almost feel like you're melting, merging in each other, mm-hmm. and you just go through these orgasms. It's like going into outer space or going up in the clouds or something.
Yeah. The other thing I'd like to talk a little bit about is alternative sex. We're kind of, in our culture, we tend to gravitate towards romantic love. And, you know, for a lot of people, I know I became very curious, not that I didn't like romantic love, but I felt like there's something missing. There's got to be more.
Oh, yeah.
And so I started exploring and learning all different alternatives. Everything from BDSM to having multiple partners to having making love with myself. And really taking the time to make love and with myself, not just doing a jerk off.
Oh yeah, yes.
You know, really loving and caressing and getting in tune with my own body. And then getting into the sex with nature and getting into sacred sex and into some of the more spiritual realms of sexuality. And that's partly why I wanted to bring up the different types of orgasms, because these are all related in growing as sexual human beings, developing fully sexually. In our culture, you know, if I'd kind of gone with the what I was taught, I would have been kind of stuck.
Yeah, I find a lot of people that are married, they kind of... the flings that went away because they're doing the same thing and they don't realize they can explore into the boundaries. Uh-huh. They can heighten their sexual relationship.
Yeah. And part of this I bring up because it is about freedom. Freedom of sexual expression. Freedom of being creative sexually.
And not having this negativity towards it is everything is positive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of the things that I've discovered is that when we become more in tune sensually and sexually, it opens a door. And you know, I look at orgasm, and for a lot of us, orgasm is the goal of sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the where we want to get to. It's kind of
the destination point.
The destination point, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look a little deeper, what is sex all about, really? Isn't it about two people connecting or about us connecting with ourselves?
It's both.
And isn't it about reaching a level of ecstasy and about reaching a higher state of consciousness, a different state of consciousness?
I say I hold you above.
And now we're kind of getting into some of the sacred sex realm when we start talking about different levels of consciousness, especially when it's linked to sexuality. And it becomes really this whole new opening. Part of the path I discovered some of these things was when I was able to let the inner child come out and play sexually.
Oh, yeah.
And to shut off the adult for a little while and be able to be silly and fun and creative and play. And bring play into sex. And I remember I got the movie a while back. I forget the name. It's a movie about a young boy coming to terms with sexuality.
I don't know. I think might have showed us that movie once. I can't think of the name of it right now.
And one of the scenes, they have a shower scene where he's taking a shower with his boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember
and,
that.
And at one point he gets out the shampoo and just kind of empties the bottle and makes a big giant bubble bath and starts playing in the bubble. And it's like being able to be creative and expressive on a sensual level can open so many doors for us. It's like, wow. allowing ourselves to run around through the woods naked or play in the wind and feel the wind on our bodies.
Like to roll in the sand.
Yeah. To play in the waves and feel the waves caress.
Oh, yes.
becoming creative and playing either by ourselves or with a partner or with several partners. And learning how to channel some of that energy through ourselves and through other people.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, that's what sensuality and sexuality is all about, is connecting and being able to touch someone at a deeper level and be touched at a deeper level. But I want to take a break to music for a few minutes, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some other ways to kind of play and explore and discover about our own bodies. And while he's getting his music together,
I wasn't thinking of music there.
I would like to remind people that we are in Pledge Drive. And if you like shows like this, where we're able to talk about orgasms and sexuality in a very sex-positive way, and in a way that's open and free, give us a call. Donate to KPFT.
And what we're going to play for you here, new music, so new, we haven't even heard it yet. But, you know, the title just seemed to scream some of Gigi's favorite words here. It's from Naked Highway, and the song is called Better Off Naked. And I guess we'll play it safe right now and do the radio edit.
Good choice.
We'll try that one. We'll get the other one there later. But Naked Highway, new music here on KPFT After Hours. Let's see what we get.
your tongue without taking a curve. You do well practiced at the art, a spike in the right nerve. With your strange disposition,
a double shot of new music there. That was from I hit the wrong button. That wasn't who I thought it was.
Oops.
I'll have to play them later. I thought that was a little strange for being Jason and DeMarco. That was Driving Blind. Boomerang. I hit the wrong CD. But before that was brand new music, Naked Highway, with their song Better Off Naked. You can find more information on them at nakedhighway.com. Sounded like a group that would be appropriate there for Gigi.
Oh, yes.
So, later on we'll play the Jason and DeMarco song I wanted to play, but in the meantime, we need you to call in your pledge of support, 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, because where else are you going to hear discussions of orgasms?
And that's our topic tonight. Different types of orgasms.
Enough to make you go, oh.
And I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
How many types of orgasms have you experienced?
I really would have to say receiving one, none. I don't think I've ever received one that I would, you know, consider it. Now, I gave somebody one.
Yeah.
But as far as receiving one, I don't think I can sit there and say I have.
Ah, okay. And that's very common for a lot of males. I mean, we're kind of acculturated to equate ejaculation with orgasm.
No, but
and you do it till it squirts and you're done.
Yeah, well, see, with me, because of my size, you know, mm-hmm. there is that differentiation in sensation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot more for the sensations to get through to get to the point. So to experience that orgasm, you know, so I'm sitting here going, you know, I don't really think that I've had that moment of, you know, the eyes roll in the back of your head, the arms go flailing, that sort of experience with someone.
Yeah. Well, part of it, too, is breathing, and part of it's learning some other techniques. Learning how to exercise your PC muscles.
Now, what is PC muscle?
Oh, goodness. It's a hard word to say. It's the muscles that run from your pubic bone to your tailbone, basically, or the back of your spinal column.
Okay.
And they're basically your sex muscles. And to identify them, when you're urinating and you squeeze to stop the flow of urine, you're using your PC muscles. And basically to exercise them, once you've learned how to identify them, what you do is you squeeze and release them many, many times while breathing deep.
I usually use that when I am having an orgasm. I usually do that to make the orgasm last longer.
Uh-huh. And what happens, though, if you don't exercise them regularly, they don't develop fully.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any part of your body. It's a muscle.
Or any muscle. It needs to be worked
to be used. It needs to be worked to be used.
It comes in handy, too, when you get older. You won't wet yourself as much as some people do.
But by exercising that muscle and developing it fuller, it will give you more control over orgasm. And it will give you a gateway to experience different types of orgasms.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you always hear that joke in the straight world about, you know, a woman goes, have you ever had an orgasm? She goes, what's an orgasm? You know, I hear 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That sort of thing, but it's one of those things that, you know, it's so misunderstood, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't equate orgasm with sex.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking with Bobby earlier there, and, you know, basically for me, sex is someone gets gooey.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one type.
That's one way. You know, it's that release, you know, it's that... That part of it there, the orgasm, it's just something that, it's that extra, for me, it's an extra stimulation. And mm-hmm. it's something that, you know, it hasn't been fully explored.
Yeah. Well,
where's Jimmy to talk about orgasms?
No telling. He may be out there having one.
He's sucking on a fag.
But one of the things that's, like I say, developing the PC muscles and learning how to breathe, a lot of times we breathe shallow. We don't really take much air in, especially during sex. We tend to kind of cut it off. You know, we breathe quickly and shallowly. But if you learn how to take deep breaths and breathe in real deep and feel your whole chest and feel your stomach pull out to open that diaphragm fully, and then open your throat as you let the air out, you won't hyperventilate, and you oxygenate the whole system. But especially during sex, you need a lot of oxygen to get down to the muscles and to the whole sexual system. And as you oxygenate it, and you do the deep breathing, and you build up the sex PC muscles, all of a sudden you learn a whole new dimension of sexuality. That's one technique. There's many, many more. Learning a few key spots to work with for both males and females. Part of it is learning how to, for a lot of men, learning how to stop an orgasm, or not the orgasm, but the ejaculation, and let the energy build and spread through your entire body, and then build it back up and keep doing it without ejaculating. Just stop, and then eventually you'll start having non-ejaculatory orgasms, which can be very powerful. Not that, I mean, I still do both types. I like ejaculatory and I like non-ejaculatory. But what I like is exploring, and they're different and they're very wondrous and playful. One of the other things that can, you know, I kind of stumbled into some of these things. One of the things I used to do, still do from time to time when I get out in nature, is to really just feel the energy of nature in myself as a sexual being. And to really kind of get into feeling the wind on my body and feeling the waters and the elements.
It's like going to Galveston.
Even a campfire. Yeah.
You're going to Galveston and you go in the water with you up to your chest or something. And it's constantly moving and waves and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's very central.
Oh, my.
But, Jimmy, I want to ask you now that you're back.
Yes.
How many different types of orgasms have you experienced?
Oh, gosh.
Have you ever experienced a non-ejaculatory orgasm?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've had so many different kinds. Yeah, that's always a surprise when that happens.
Oh, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
When it happens by accident. Now, sometimes I've had them intentionally.
Oh, I've never actually been able to do one intentionally.
Ah. Well, there is a technique. I can't do it over the air. So. Workshop I'm going to have to put together.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the non-genital orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And through some exercises and deep relaxation and breathing techniques, I can bring a person to a non-genital orgasm.
Wow.
Which is very different and really ties into the emotions. When I experience them, I tend to get real giggly and I'm crying at the same time. But not crying in a bad way, crying just from this sense of joy and, I don't know, ecstasy.
Wow.
And these techniques can be learned. There's some really good books on the subject. For females, there's called The G-Spot and Female Ejaculation.
Yes.
By Sundahl, I think is her last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's The Multi-Orgasmic Male.
I seen it.
And both of those are really good for giving guidelines on how to develop and explore different types of orgasms. So if you found yourself kind of experiencing the same thing, and these can be done either by yourself or with a partner,
mm-hmm.
but it can really open your whole central sexual experience. But I want to ask you, how did it feel when you had some of these other types of orgasms? Were they, I know myself, they're very different from me when I have an ejaculatory versus a full body or a multiple.
It wasn't as intense as ejaculatory.
No.
For me. It was kind of, and I think the first time it happened, I didn't even know what was happening. It was just a kind of a sense of, sort of like waves washing over you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a gentle feeling, but you know, it kind of, it didn't reach. It didn't go to Mount Everest and come back down.
Yeah.
It kind of was more like rolling hills, but.
And that's what you would call a multiple orgasm.
Yeah.
Which keeps going on and on.
And it's only happened with. I've never had one with an anonymous sex partner. It's always been someone that I've cared about.
It takes that deep connection.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
And I bring this subject up because, you know, in our culture, we're kind of almost blinded when it comes to sexuality. And I think a lot of people don't even know there's different types of orgasms. Mm-hmm.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, we're all geared for the penis ejaculation.
Uh-huh. It has a lot to do with the sex negative culture and us being in this religious value type thing, mm-hmm. and all that you gotta.
And believe it or not, the Kama Sutra and some of the Taoist writings date back thousands of years.
Before Christianity came along.
And they talk about this. Yes.
And they, well, not just talk about, but there's actual instructions given to young people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've seen some books about
in fact,
some books with pictures in it and stuff about the Japanese mm-hmm. and stuff was doing it. And
basically, a master would take a pupil and teach them how to do the PC muscle exercises. And how to learn about their bodies and how to have different types of orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
And to learn more about how the art of sexuality and sexual expression. And in our culture, you know, I'm always appalled at what we get is, quote, sex education.
That's a joke.
Well, that lovely cutout they have of the wooden block to represent the vagina, and then that wooden dowel that comes in to represent the penis that ejaculates into this.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
It's like we got more intelligence than that.
And then all the scare films of the things that you can get, or accidental pregnancy, or any number of things mm-hmm. that can go wrong, and. And then, it goes on and on.
Well, pregnancy is the number one treatable STD.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
It is.
Well, catch it early enough. I guess it is.
It's a parasite that grows in your body, in a woman's body, for 9 months. And then it comes out to be a parasite for the next 18 years.
Moving on.
Fortunately, my niece and nephew aren't listening, so they don't. I don't have to worry about them hating me for saying something like that.
Well, I tend to my sex partners. That's not an issue.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Well, to me, it is.
But the fun.
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
But the fun is trying to get pregnant. That's.
Okay.
And unlike other famous people there, we'll know who the daddy is.
I would like to say something, though, on this topic.
Uh-huh.
It's a little more serious. It's kind of interesting that the human female has one sexual apparatus that has nothing to do with pregnancy. It's called a clitoris.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
In fact, the clitoris has no other function except pleasure.
Uh-huh. And I've said this many times, I'm sure, here, and then especially in the at pagan events.
Mm-hmm.
If the goddess had intended for human beings to have sex, she would have given us genitals.
That's the reason why I'm so upset about what's happening in Africa and other countries, which is clitoral.
Oh,
clitorectomy.
Because they don't want her to enjoy it. It's like, come on, God has put it there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And in this country, they circumcise men.
And that's the thing with African countries. They think nothing of a clitorectomy, but they wouldn't even dream of circumcision.
Oh, maybe well, a lot of years ago.
It depends on the culture.
Yeah, because up in the Western Africa, they do, the older guys do get circumcised.
Really?
Yeah. And it's going to be more prevalent now because there's been some research into whether or not being uncircumcised could lead to greater HIV infections.
And like everything else, if you keep it clean, you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
And exactly. You practice safe sex.
Well, yeah. Yeah, keep it clean and safe sex. Yeah,
yeah. You want to keep it so the head would be all nice and moist and dried out. And
well, you know, it's another
be
way.
Be more sensitive.
It's another way that they can the ABCs of the policy, the Bush policy on HIV/AIDS, either in the United States or in Africa. You know, abstinence, be faithful, and before it was condoms when necessary. Now it's going to be circumcision, and then do it with a rubber only.
Yeah,
it's that thing where we're the only one that can enjoy sex, so you can't.
I know my lover Stan talks about who is. In the medical field, and he talks about circumcision is necessary to prevent penile cancer. Well, first of all, the penile cancer is very, very rare, number one. And number two, with proper hygiene, it's non-existent.
Yes.
It don't make
any
sense.
And number three, more people die from botched up circumcisions than from penile cancer.
Lose sensation or lose portions of their penis.
Or they end up losing their penis altogether.
In fact, there was a show on that I rewatched. It was had been on before.
I think it was Montel Williams or something like that.
No. It was like A&E or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they're talking about a set of twins. Born both boys, one
identical twin
had a botched
John.
had a botched circumcision and was raised as a female because of it.
That guy had a miserable upbringing. I mean, his
Dr. Money. Yeah.
Dr. Money,
he was so depressed and everything. I mean, he committed
suicide eventually.
I would like to move. I mean, some of this can get really intense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to move to more of an educational. One of the things I wanted to bring up on this show and towards the end was some interesting exercises for people that they choose they want to try them out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of those, in our culture, we're so couple-oriented. And we always think about taking someone on a date. And when we do this whole ritual of getting cleaned up and perfumed and going out someplace special and treating this person like a god or goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the exercise is to do that, but with yourself. Take yourself out on a date.
Oh, yeah.
And see what can happen. And I mean, include a full lovemaking session when you get home with yourself.
I thought that was the good thing about masturbation is that you didn't have to take a shower.
It can be quite an experience for a lot of people.
I kind of like cooking dinner for myself and having like just a straggly meal and everything, the candles and everything. It's like, oh, okay, I'm doing this for myself.
Well, a lot of times we're so ingrained on doing this for someone else, and we forget about that a lot of times we need to learn how to love ourselves.
Exactly,
to open the door to being able to love others. The other thing, and this is one that's for partners, you can't really do this one by yourself. One partner is the receiver, the other is the giver.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The receiver is blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
The giver takes all kinds of different objects from the around the house that would produce different types of sensations on the body.
That sounds like fun.
But they don't tell what they're using.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything from a feather to a hairbrush, stroked, ringing a bell gently, bringing out some scents and smells, and just orchestrating this kind of symphony of sensations for your partner.
That sounds interesting.
And it can, and it, you know, you do it totally nude.
Mm-hmm.
And you can include genital stimulation as well as other parts of the body. But to defocus on the genitals and include the rest of the body really makes us go places. And it brings that sex energy into the whole body instead of just down in the genitals, and can help open that door to experiencing
I can see that.
A deeper, fuller, and different types of orgasms.
Is it like other parts of the body that are just as sensitive, like the back of your neck or your ear?
Oh, yeah.
Your nipples or...
Underarms, behind the knees.
Oh,
I used to give my partners a toe sucking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I had a partner once that had never received one. And he just got so off to it, he shot his load while I was doing his toe.
Mm-hmm.
It became so erotic.
See the thing where you can brush your hair? There's something about the hair follicles or something that can really bring somebody into it.
The other thing that can be really intensive and lots of fun is to literally give someone a blowjob without touching. Just blow with your lips close together for a cool breath, or your mouth wide open for a warm breath.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And just blow all over the body and on the genitals. It can be quite, and sometimes less is more when it comes to sensuality and sexuality. A lot of times we get into this, you know, bam, slam, thank you, and it's all over. And we forget to take the time to really explore our whole sexual bodies.
That reminds me of Alien Nation. Is the Alien Nation show the way that they have sex is like they're blowing or something on so-called their spots.
Uh-huh.
I go, that looks like that would be fun, period, even if you're an alien or human.
Uh-huh. But the whole idea is that, I mean, in our culture, we tend to be so focused on having the big orgasm, and it's all focused on the genitals a lot of times. When you take a step back and start exploring, you just, or what I've discovered is that the whole body is a genital. It's not just the penis or the vagina or the clitoris. The whole body can become so. And I like to think about it this way. When we walk down the street, we're constantly getting genital stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even think about it. Doesn't do anything for us sexually. It's all about focus.
It's all in your mind, yeah.
It's all about intent. And it's about power and giving power and receiving power. Exchanging power between two people.
Mm-hmm.
It's about connection. And when we open these doors to new experiences, it can take someone that's love's life has kind of gotten stale and put a whole new dimensions to it. And that doesn't just happen in the straight world. It happens with any couple been together and done the same thing every time they have sex over the years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It can become stale. But when you start exploring and feeling and giving and receiving and touching, it can be a whole new world. And so, on that note, it is Fun Drive. I want to make sure we've gotten some phone ringing here.
Well, not really.
Earlier we did. We had to thank Jim for his generous pledge to the show, and hopefully we can get somebody here in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, the phone number is 713-526-5738.
Hey, those microphones do know how to say it correctly.
Shut up.
And the other thing, where are you going to get a good sex education except a show like this?
Exactly.
This is such a wonderful show because it's not just sex. They talk about bisexuality. They're talking about transgenders. Life. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the whole range of stuff that you just don't hear nowhere.
Gay
else.
Life, lesbian life,
that's right.
Kinky life.
Yep. Did you ever hear a show? We listen to a show where they actually talk about fetishes and
And spiritual sexuality.
Oh yeah. Like pagan spiritual. I mean, there's so many different stuff that you haven't even never heard of because they never talk about it anywhere else.
And so,
the way to keep it on the air is to call in your pledge of support.
Call in, pledge, and then have a good orgasm tonight.
Yes. And, you know, pledging may even guarantee that. You know, you'll feel so good about yourself that, boy, you're just going to...
And if you feel like it, you can even dedicate your orgasm tonight to Gigi. Or to Jimmy.
Yeah.
Or any of the other staff.
I'd love to have your orgasm.
And what's so cool about this show is, too, about this station in general, it is so nice to not have to hear commercials in between the talking. It's like, that is so annoying, you know, to have to hear some stupid ad that you're not even interested in at the moment.
Yeah, and it tends to break up your train of thought.
Oh, yeah, yes.
It's hard to stay focused on the subject when you have to interrupt every few minutes.
But on here, you talk about 30 minutes or an hour, and then you maybe play some music or something. And the music is always tied down to what you're talking about, so you manage to stay focused. That's the reason why they have these pledges fund drives, because you're paying for what you want to hear instead of you having to depend on some commercials where they dictate what you want to put on the air, which a lot of the stuff you're talking about would never be able to talk about because they don't want us to talk about
that. Do you think the drug companies would want you to talk about curing yourself mentally and physically without using drugs?
Exactly.
Do you think the makers of Viagra and Cialis and all that would want you to know that you can get it up and keep it up and not have to take a little blue or purple or whatever hell color pills they use?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, with some of the techniques I'm talking about, you don't even have to get it up to have an orgasm.
No.
Oh, no.
You can have an orgasm. I've had orgasms totally flaccid. And those can be just as awesome as the...
I made myself
ejaculatory hard-on types.
I actually have orgasms just by fantasizing, making stories up.
Oh, yeah.
And you actually... fantasizing people having sex inside your mind and make yourself have an orgasm just out of the blue.
And with that, I'm getting the wrap up.
Yes, it's time for Laura Palooza. She's coming your way.
And remember, one last thing to wrap up.
Yes.
Once again, if the goddess had intended for human beings to have sex, she would have given us genitals.
There you go. You've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude right here on Listener Sponsor, Community Supported Radio. For the Gulf Coast and the world, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston.
And low and last chance there, call at 713-526-5738 and pledge your support to After Hours. Or you can go online to kpft.org and make your pledge there safely and securely. And now,
Horapalooza.
But first, the PSAs. Supporting KPFT today is one of the best things you can do with just 2 minutes of your time. Hi, I'm Jason of the Dead Time Radio Show, and by taking 2 minutes to make your contribution, you keep KPFT on the air. The money you give us will become stories and programs that continue to keep you connected to the world. All in 2 minutes. Online at kpft.org or on the phone at 713-526-5738. Thanks for your support.
The KPFT Program Council was founded in 2005 in an effort to give broader community input on programming. We are seeking listeners interested in being members of this dynamic body. Members of the Program Council are chosen from a pool of listeners, programmers, and members of the local station board. The council works with KPFT's program director and general manager around a myriad of programming matters. If you would like to be considered for one of the four listener member seats on the Program Council, send an email to programcouncil@kpft.org. Members are expected to be selected at the local station board's February 28th meeting. Again, that email address is programcouncil@kpft.org. Please tell us a little about yourself, why you'd like to be on the program council, your interests, and your community involvement. KPFT encourages members of our diverse listening audience to get involved in this radio station. So please, consider becoming a member of our program council. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
In celebration of Black History Month, 365 days a year, Pacifica presents a special series of 100 moments in Black history.
Very few, if any, enslaved Africans accepted their slave status. Slave owners lived in constant fear of the Africans under their control. On September the 9th, 1793, at Stonewall Bridge, outside of Charleston, South Carolina, Jimmy, an enslaved Angolan with 20 other slaves, set out to liberate themselves. Chanting liberty and carrying a banner.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.